This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. This episode of Harry Potter and the Boys is sponsored by Manscaped. Use the code HARRYPOTTER at the checkout at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Hamoras, everyone, welcome to an hour post edition of Harry Potter and the Boys. Well, we finished the first book. How exciting, incredible, amazing. Can't believe we got there. How good was that uniting friendship charm stuff? Great explanation of what happened. Obviously, we've now finished our first year at Hogwarts in this alternate timeline version of the Harry Potter events. Thank you so much to everyone who has listened and enjoyed it. Can I say, the best way for you to support me is on Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. For as little as a dollar a month, you can get access to a bunch of bonus stuff. And if you like this podcast, help me keep the lights on here, especially now that we're about to launch into book two, by donating a dollar a month or $12 a year, which is three coffees a year. If you'd get coffee with me three times a year, jump on the Patreon or just send me $12, paypal.me/itsradiomike. That would be amazing. Of course, as I said, we've come to the end. We've come to the end of the first chapter, which is very, very exciting. Quick update on what's happening now. So book two will start. I'm not sure exactly when it will start. Currently, where we are at is I've commissioned a new piece of artwork for the show to reflect the events of the second book. So I've received the demo, or the black and white version of the artwork. It's all approved. Dave Ferrier, who has been a guest on the podcast in the past, is doing that artwork. It looks fantastic. I'm excited for you guys to see it. Once that's done and I can launch it and post the new artwork all over the internet and my Instagram and stuff, that is when I will launch it. The podcast is still called Harry Potter and the Boys, FYI, but the second book's... I'll format it as like book two, chapter one, book two, chapter two. But the podcast is still called Harry Potter and the Boys. The artwork will change. It'll be an exciting launch. And then we will get straight into it, probably a couple weeks away. This week, the episode will be a recap, not a recap, but more like a highlights and loose ends and Easter eggs that I have found. I've spent the weekend going back through the book and reading it, and I've found little bits and pieces that I believe are interesting, little Easter eggs, tidbits, odd points. So definitely tune into that this week. Hopefully then the next week we will start book two, but I'm not 100% sure. Just depends when the artwork gets back to me and we can actually launch it. But very exciting. Again, I'm not going to spoil the title of the second book, not just yet, but it is, it's an interesting title. I flicked through the first few chapters. I do think it is still, there's still a lot of funny stuff going on in book two. Just from what I've read, it's the exact same style of humor, the exact same irreverence and the exact same kind of goofiness. I think people will enjoy it. There's some new characters popping in that I think are really funny. Again, most of which are boys. There's some old characters and there's, you know, a little bit from what I've read about the first five chapters again, just to get my head around it and see if it's actually worth continuing with this series. There's a bunch of lore, like there's the development of some of the loose ends, which I'll talk about on Tuesday's ep. There's a bunch of lore that is being explored a little bit more. So we're, you know, just like in the real Harry Potter, we're learning a little bit more about what's going on. And, I think that's really cool. So what else? Let's get into the mail. I did get one from HSodge06. And he just sent a simple one, and I love reading these. Hey, Mike, just thought I'd message him to the pod and say that I'm really loving your content on Harry Potter and the Boys and 20th Century Boy, my other podcast. Go check that out if you haven't. Keep it up and go to potions. A reference to the fantastic quote from Hagrid in Harry Potter and the Boys, you better go to potions now. Of course, Amy, A-I-M-E-E, official correspondent of Harry Potter and the Boys, sent in an email. Amy Harvey, yet to return to the show, but Amy A says, hey Mike, not sure if you're going to do an owl post now that season one is over, but it wouldn't feel right not sending an email. I am doing an owl post. You're on it. Thanks for sending the email. Great last chapter of Harry Potter and the Boys. The friendship thing, the friendship charm thing was very cute, but I didn't think that the Gryffindor-Slytherin friendship should have been that surprising. At the end of the chapter, we find out that Godric Gryffindor and Salazar Slytherin had some kind of strong friendship or partnership, unclear if it was romantic or just, you know, magic partners, that led them to be the first wizards in history to do the uniting friendship charm, which is one of the key plot points at the end of the book. She continues, shouldn't have been that surprising because we already know they were originally friends. That's correct. They were all friends, the founders of Hogwarts. The Sorting Hat mentions it in one of its songs. There you go. Also, this part was glossed over, but I predict that Ron Weasley won't really be dead because he was linked to Harry, so wouldn't he be protected? Now, this is interesting because we also find out that this is a really good point that I didn't think of. Ron and Harry also did, apparently in the past, did the uniting friendship charm post-original Harry Potter in the timeline we're in. So if Harry... So Ron Weasley was killed, but I think when someone is killed but they have the uniting friendship charm active, like what happened to main characters Rob and Michael, the person who is killed, their heart takes refuge in the other person. So Amy is suggesting that perhaps Ron isn't dead or as dead as we think he is because he was linked to Harry. Interesting theory. We'll see what happens. Absolutely loved Hagrid's parting words. I hope Arun, your happy Sam, comes back in future books. Hey everyone, sorry to quickly interrupt. I know how much you like Harry Potter, but you know what you might like more than Harry Potter? I don't know, 20% off your next purchase at manscaped.com, including free shipping. Maybe that would be good just by using the code Harry Potter with no spaces at the checkout. Pretty good, 20% off. And you know what you might like more after that? Having a perfectly shaved, smooth ball sack and pubes area? I don't know. Girls, maybe you'd like that for your boyfriends, in which case, get them a Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 from the website manscaped.com, using the code Harry Potter. It is the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. They are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Sleek, well-designed, optimized trimmer, make shaving time your favorite time. In the bathroom, you don't want to get ingrown hairs. You don't want to cut your balls, right, with a manual razor. It's dangerous. It's painful. It's embarrassing. You don't want that. You want a nice, perfectly groomed pelvic region. It works for girls as well. Guys, trim your pubes. No one likes a mouthful of pubes. You know what I'm talking about. No one wants that. People want nice, shaved pubes. No ingrown hairs. No little nicks, cuts, right? The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof. It helps reduce nicks. It reduces the risk of ingrown hairs. It reduces the risk of those grooming accidents I already told you about. It is really good. I use it. You can also pick up some ball toner, ball deodorant, and girls, great one to get the boyfriends for Christmas or birthdays coming up. 20% off. Use the code Harry Potter at the checkout. Free shipping as well. Great product. Highly recommend it. Please get your hands on it. It really helps the show if you support the brands that help the show. Shave your pews. Shave your pubes, shave your balls, shave whatever the top part of your vagina is called. Use the Lawnmower 4.0. It is the easiest way to shave all the hair off your genitals. Do it today. They would do it in Harry Potter. Well, they would use it in Harry Potter, but there's probably a spell for it. Anyway, back to the show. Disappointed that the Severus Snape and the 12-sided shape textbook wasn't used in the whole school year. That's a throwback to... possibly like the third chapter in the book when they're reading the book list, and one of the books they have to buy to bring to Hogwarts is Severus Snape and the 12-sided shape. Anyway, that's great. It wasn't used. Amy continues, looking forward to finding out what the next book is called. Thanks for all the laughs. Thank you, Amy. Christina, she said, on a side note, so this is in, she sent a message before this, but this is her side note. On a side note, I'm so freaking happy to hear the end of book one of Harry Potter and the Boys, having started hearing it back when it used to be a segment on 20th Century Boy. I'm excited to see what nonsense has come out of your brain for book two. Thank you, Christina. Appreciate it. It has been a while, so it's good. Meme of the week. Oh, actually, Gannon Bort has sent something in. On house politics. I think the Harry Potter books and movies make a really good point that, except for Slytherin, all of the characters show traits that would put them in the other houses. For example, Cedric is a Hufflepuff who looks like a Gryffindor, but spotlights the Hufflepuff spirit of fairness and friendship. Interesting. Hermione is always the Ravenclaw type, Ron a Hufflepuff, and Harry more broadly all of the houses, but Slytherin because of his link to Voldemort. For a real-world comparison, and then he's referring to his girlfriend, my girlfriend is very smart and could be a Ravenclaw, but the Hufflepuff qualities inch out being straightly a Ravenclaw. Interesting. So I guess, yeah, it's clear that people have different different positions and different qualities that lend into the different houses. But I guess it also comes down to your choice in the end. So if you want to be in a certain house, the Sorting Hat will favour that amongst any of your traits. Meme of the week comes in from Timmy Dibbs, new listener of the show. Welcome. This is a funny little meme he's made. He's actually made this, and it's related to the actual book. So there's two columns, and the heading of the first column is finding out that Harry Potter and the Boys is finished, and the heading of the second column is knowing there are six more books. And then there's six images. The first image is a picture of Harry Potter, and he's really sad. And it says, sad Harry. So that's Harry responding to Harry Potter and the Boys being finished. But then next to it, knowing there are six more books, happy Harry, it's a picture of Harry smiling. Now, exact same thing for Hermione, left-hand side column, sad Hermione, picture of Hermione being sad. Right-hand side column, happy Hermione, picture of Hermione being happy. And here's the hilarious twist. On the left-hand side, you've got sad Snape, and it's a picture of Snape sad. And on the right-hand side, you've got happy Snape, and it's the exact same picture of Snape. Which is an absolute classic, because as you know, Professor Snape, notorious for not really smiling very much. So he hasn't cracked a smile in this image. Huge news. We also, like, as well as being the outpost, this is a bit of the Daily Prophet as well, because Harry Potter, the film franchise, is turning 20. I'm pretty sure I saw the first Harry Potter movie in cinemas, and it was for my mum's birthday on the late December. I think it came out, it was like a Christmas 2001 movie. So it's turning 20, and we have found out that there is an official 20-year Harry Potter reunion being produced for HBO Max. So here's a little bit of this article. To celebrate 20 years since the first Harry Potter film burst on the scene, HBO have announced that the legendary cast members of the franchise are reuniting for an anniversary special. Debuting on January 1st, 2022, Harry Potter 20th Anniversary Return to Hogwarts will feature the biggest stars of the franchise, like Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint, along with a number of notable supporting cast members. So we have people like Robbie Coltrane as Hagrid, Gary Oldman, aka Sirius Black, James and Oliver Phelps, Fred and George, Ivana Lynch, Luna Lovegood, Neville's actor, whose name is obviously Matthew Lewis, and I didn't forget that and just remember it. They will all return, along with villains we love to hate, like Draco Malfoy, Tom Felton, Bellatrix Lestrange, Helena Bowen Carter, Professor Quirrell, which is an actor called Ian Hart, I believe, and Voldemort, of course, Ralph Fiennes, would be really interesting to hear from Ian Hart, who played Professor Quirrell, because I guess he was only really part of the first movie. He never appeared again. I'd be curious to see what he kind of thought of the franchise as it went on. Because I guess he would have known that his character dies. But yeah, really interesting that Radcliffe, Grint, and Watson will all be back. I think that is really cool. I know that particularly Daniel Radcliffe seems to have like distanced himself a lot from Harry Potter as the years went on, particularly when the last movie premiered. I remember it felt like he didn't really want to be there and he was glad it was over, which I kind of didn't like at the time. But, you know, I actually quite like Daniel Radcliffe as a person now. So it'll be really interesting to see them back. I know other actors like Ginny's actress Bonnie Wright, Alfred Enoch, who is Dean Thomas, who went on to have quite a big role in that TV series How to Get Away with Murder. He had a pretty big role in that after Harry Potter. In fact, he might be one of the more famous kind of recurring characters now. It'd be cool to hear from all of them. But yeah, Rupert Grint, obviously pretty quiet these days. I think he just does a few TV shows. Emma Watson of the main three is almost certainly the most continually relevant. Like Daniel Radcliffe tends to do a lot of indie movies now, but she does a few really big films. She's an activist. She's a speaker. So I think it's great that they got them all. One thing that a lot of people are reporting on is the fact that J.K. Rowling will not be a part of this. J.K. Rowling will not be invited to the reunion. Of course, there's a lot of media reporting that she's not invited because of various political issues and, you know, her transphobic remarks, and that now she is not welcome in the Harry Potter reunion. I don't think it's that. I just think that they're just focusing on having the cast and hearing from the cast and their experiences acting in it. However, you can never be sure. I think that, you know, it's interesting that everyone involved in Harry Potter is still happy. Even if they've called out J.K. Rowling, they're still happy to profit off her work, which I do find is interesting, but I don't really care about that. I don't really care about J.K. Rowling. I am really interested to hear from all of these actors and hear them reflect on it. So 1st of January 2022, HBO Max, which I don't think we have in Australia, but I know I think a lot of the HBO stuff goes on to Foxtel, so Binge is the streaming service here. Either way, really, really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be great to get back into it. Aside from that, no huge Harry Potter news. Of course, in 2022, we will have the next Fantastic Beasts film, which I have talked about, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. We also have that Hogwarts Legacy game coming out. And as well as that, I'm pretty sure J.K. Rowling has just published a new illustrated book for Christmas called The Christmas Pig, which I have seen. I don't know if it's a novel or just like a picture book. I'm pretty sure it's just a picture book, but you know, if you're a fan of JK's work, that is certainly one of her work. So maybe go and check that out for Christmas. I don't know. This podcast isn't sponsored by J.K. Rowling. But yeah, that's pretty much all the news for Harry Potter. Stay tuned Tuesday for a recap and Easter eggs episode for Harry Potter and the Boys, and look forward to the second book in the series. Love doing this podcast. Really glad people are enjoying it. Thank you for enjoying this week's outpost. Send a message anytime, radiomikepod@gmail.com or radio.mike is my Instagram. YouTube, all the episodes go up in full there, so definitely check them out. Feel free to suggest any guests you'd like me to get for the podcast. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, Homoras. This episode of Harry Potter and the Boys was brought to you by Manscaped. Head to manscaped.com and use the code HARRYPOTTER with no spaces for 20% off and free shipping on your next purchase. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.